Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Deke, what's your theory on wearing a doctor's mask on a plane?
Would you wear a surgical mask on an airplane, Deke?
No, I don't.
We probably all should, right? Wouldn't it keep us safer?
Would you wear one?
Well, you know, people say that, you know, there's a lot of germs on the airplanes.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's the safest way to travel. And I think as you get older, it probably is even better, a better idea.
You know where, and Doug Deacon with us in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Deke, you know where I think the most germs are on the headrest.
That could be.
I'll tell you, when I get on a plane now, you want to talk about anal, what I do is, and I should wear the mask, I take a baby wipe, I wipe the headrest, I wipe the tray, yeah. I wipe the seat, I wipe it all. Get all those germs out of there.
It's probably smart, Adam.
Yeah, I'm sure that, I mean, every little bit would help.
That's right, man. We can't have this. I can't be getting sick. Got enough problems. Anyway, I'm sick. You know why I'm sick, Deke? I'm sick from watching the Browns.
Oh, boy.
I don't know how you're standing having to watch this team for 100 years.
Well, they just won three in a row.
It's a tough week. Browns. And then the bus driver got lost on the way home. He got out of the caravan.
Wait a second.
Hold on. Are you serious?
The bus driver got lost on the way home from Pittsburgh? How complicated is that?
Well, there was, you know, a caravan of six buses.
Yeah.
Well, all of a sudden, this, you know, there was another bus that kind of got in, and he got off at a different exit. And our bus driver thought that was one of our buses. And then all of a sudden, he pulls up behind, and he realizes, nope, that's not one of us.
Wow. Oh, no. So, wait, who's on your bus, Deke? I want the breakdown of your bus.
Well, it's the media guys and the film guys.
All the slappies, right, Doug?
Radio guys. You know, it's just...
All the slappies.
Yeah.
Dave Spano?
Yeah, Spanos, yeah.
I'm a slappy, too.
You know, when I was a player, we used to call it the freeloader bus, but I guess now I'm on the freeloader bus.
<That's right. laughs> Is there food on the bus? Is there any food?
No, they have food when you come out of the stadium. So, unfortunately, the beverages weren't strong enough.
They changed the rules, Doug, since back when you played. You can't really have the booze on the bus anymore.
Oh, no, you can't. Can't have any of that. And when I started, you know, they used to give you two beers in every seat, and then... You know, you start telling the rookies that they weren't old enough to drink and they had to give you their beers, so you'd have four and then you'd go on.
Deke, when I first started doing play-by-play in the minors, after the game, like for the home games, I didn't do the play-by-play. I was like, when the game was over, I was working in the press box, and my job when the game was over was to bring a case of beer to the manager at the end of the game.
Oh, wow.
And and he and the two coaches would drink the entire case of beer and like, probably an hour or two.
Well, when we had Bud Carson here, he liked to have a cocktail and a cigarette. So we've had some good ones.
Doug, how many guys would smoke in the locker room?
Oh, probably when I started, probably about over half the team, or right around a half the team.
And nobody knew any better.
No, but isn't that crazy to think you're smoking and you're putting your body at this physical harm? And
then you had the guys that. You know, on the airplane, you back then you could smoke on the airplane.
Yeah. Oh, God.
That's crazy, man.
Airplanes are awful enough. Can you imagine the cigarettes?
Jeez.
Anyway, all right, Deke. So, listen, I still am stunned, and I guess I shouldn't be, but I was so convinced the Browns were going to win. They were playing well. It seemed like they were on the right track. They got off to a great start. They're up 10-0. And then the game just completely fell apart the final 30-some-odd minutes. What happened? How do we explain this?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, I felt yesterday that game was won and lost in the trenches. We couldn't handle their front four, and they did a good job. They just, you know, put five guys in to stop the running game, and they had the two linebackers out there to, you know, affect the passing game. And we didn't do a good job on the linebackers, so, you know, our passing game was, you know, kind of inept. And the running game, we just never, you know, got anything going with it. And, you know, I look at this thing, and it's there are a bunch of kind of independent contractors that, you know, they have to learn how to be a team, and they've got to learn to play together and, you know, how to help one another. And, you know, yesterday they got out to a lead, and then the next thing you know, they blow it. They get a little greedy at the end of the half, and, you know, I think, you know, comes back and bites them because, you know, the Steelers get a touchdown, you know. And you just, they just got to learn how to play as a team.
Like, how much do you think the injury to Baker's hand, his throwing hand, affected him in this game?
You know, he put the, I think the, I asked him afterwards, and he said it really didn't bother me. But, you know, he put the glove on for a compression factor to, you know, keep the swelling down.
Yep.
But, you know, on the last interception, I think, you know, unfortunately, as I think it was caught on TV, the route was run the wrong way. And, you know, otherwise they would have had some success on that play.
We're talking with Browns analyst Doug Deacon. Deke, do you Baker was snippy about it when he was asked about the finger thumb affecting him. Do you believe it did?
I don't think so. I mean, I didn't. You know, you go to the last throw where your Joe Hayden interception. You know, had the receiver, you know, run the right route, it would probably have been a good throw. But you know, when somebody, you know, you try to freelance, then all of a sudden, you know, you've got a problem. And
yeah.
I think, you know, that's been a problem pretty much, you know, all year long, where you know, the attention to detail by some of these guys, where, you know, they just, you know, decide to do what they want to do rather than what they're supposed to do. And you know, you might think it's the coach, but the coach, you know, they sit there and tell them you can't do that.
Yeah.
But these guys make so much money, you know, if you fine them, okay, I'll pay it.
Yeah, I think the bigger problem is me flaking out and asking you the same question Dustin just asked. We're talking with Doug Deacon, Browns analyst. Deacon, you talked about the running game not being that effective, but they went away from it. In the fourth quarter, they didn't run at all. I mean, it seems like Freddie, every time he's down at all, he doesn't run the ball. I don't understand that.
Yeah, I mean, and I think he admitted it today. I think he said he got away from it, and he shouldn't have. And, you know, there's some growing pains with that coaching staff, and obviously, you know, Freddie's one of them. But, you know, it was just really disappointing to, you know, to get the lead and to lose the lead. And then, you know, that was a team that they should have beat. There's no doubt about it. And, you know, the Steelers, they came out and played Steeler football.
They are a lot less talented than the Browns, and yet they have two more wins.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, I mean, you think in the fact, you know, that they lost Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, you know, they just kept it up. You know, they had Connors, they had Juju Schuster. They didn't even have those two yesterday, and they get some duck caller to play quarterback. And, you know, the guy doesn't have the strongest arm, but he made a couple great throws. Our DBs, you know, they looked like they, you know, they weren't really expecting the ball to be down there. And, you know, next thing you know, they're catching, you know, 30, 40-yard passes.
Doug, I mean, we've lost two games this year that we should be against bad teams with third-string quarterbacks. I mean, that's just
without a doubt. I mean,
that's unacceptable. I mean, I could coach the team to beat those guys because you know what I'd do? I would be conservative as hell. I'd run the football down. I'd run almost every play, and just and I'd blitz the hell out of that quarterback, and you win. I mean, you can't lose to Duck Hodges and Brandon Allen. Both quarterbacks, by the way, were cut from their respective teams on August 31st and brought back and beat the Browns.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the one thing that, you know, we've kind of learned that, you know, we've in the draft next year, we have to upgrade the offensive line. You know, Greg Robinson shows up on, Tuesday or Wednesday with a concussion, so he can't play. And you put McCray over there, he hasn't, you know, played over there. He hadn't played a lot. You know, and we had troubles on the other side. And, you know, the quarterback in the running game is only as good as your offensive line. Yeah, and Chubb's had some good games, but a lot of that is Chubb running through about three or four tackles.
Yeah, the problem is, though, the last time we took an offensive lineman high, it was Austin Corbett.
Yeah, that was
got to get it right.
That was a miscalculation, I think. You know, the guy had stiff ankles, and he just couldn't move his feet well enough. And, you know, at the time, you thought you could, you know, move on from Zeitler, who was, you know, he was a solid guy, but, you know, he didn't have a lot of mobility as far as, you know, moving around. But, he was firm in the pocket, that's for sure. So, you know, I think that was a miscalculation on behalf of him. And I think, you know, the one thing in the offseason last year, they've taken some suspect guys, you know, guys that they probably, you know, shouldn't have taken. But I think, you know, they've felt he had to do something to try to boost a roster. Now you're seeing him start to weed some of these, you know, guys out of it, you know, off the team. And now they can, you know, go get, you know, more Joe Schoberts and Nick Chubbs than Antonio Callaway's.
Yeah, well, they should. They still have some of those bad characters, including potentially Demarius Randall, who didn't practice this last week. We had heard that he didn't want to go outside because it was too cold.
He wanted heaters on the field.
I mean, is that true?
Somebody told me that. He was complaining there wasn't any heaters out there.
Are you kidding me? Deke, that's so. Can you imagine a player in your era saying something like that? What an embarrassment!
Such a soft mentality.
Oh well, yeah. I mean, but unfortunately, some of these guys just don't get it. I mean, they're getting paid millions of dollars and they just don't get it. I mean, this is an opportunity of a lifetime to be set for life, and you know, all you got to do is go out there and do your job and do it to the best you can, and you're going to be taken care of. But you know, you worry about some petty things, and you become, you know, bigger than the game, and you end up, you know, just hurting the football team.
All right, so what do you think this week, Deke? I mean, the Browns are at home, 8.5-point favorites. Andy Dalton is back starting for the Bengals. They come off their first win, as you mentioned earlier. You have to win this game. I mean, if you don't win this game, like, I don't know if Freddie Kitchens survives
They definitely have to win this game. I mean, Cincinnati is they're not a good football team. They don't have a good defensive line. Their offensive line, they've lost some guys to injuries. This is one that you definitely should take. And but by the same token, you can't say that about Pittsburgh, because they do have some guys on that defense that are difference makers, where Cincinnati, I don't think, has those guys.
Yeah.
No, the Bengals' offensive line is, you mentioned their offensive line, it's terrible. It's hideous. But they've played a little better the last few weeks. We'll see. I mean, I don't think it's going to be easy.
Oh, no.
But they
should win. I mean, there are no easy games. I mean, look at Miami. You know, when we talked about them after the game last week, I said, I give them credit. They played hard. Well, they got rewarded for playing hard yesterday.
Yeah, they came back. They were down big. Washington came back. You never know.
No.
When these bad teams are going to win some games.
That's the worst thing he can do at before the season is look through the schedule and say, oh, this is a win. This is a win.
Right.
Yeah, that doesn't work that way.
Yeah, I mean, the Browns have beaten the Bills and Ravens and lost to the Broncos and Steelers. So,
yeah.
Although, to be fair, the Steelers have won 7 of the last 9 games. They may not be that talented, but they're certainly much more well coached better than the Browns.
They play as a team. They all, they have their jobs and they do it. And, I mean, you can get on the coaching staff, but the players have to be held accountable too, because, every play you draw up, if you execute it the right way, it's supposed to work. But if you freelance or you don't do your job or you're slow off the ball, then there's no chance.
Deke, good to talk to you as always, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, let's talk about some more germs, though, instead of a game.
Let's do the germs. What TV shows are you watching, Deke? Anything interesting?
Did you see
The Irishman?
No, I've heard good things about it.
It's too long.
The length.
Too long. It's way too long.
Well, then, I don't know if you remember the old one about the killing Irishman. It was the story of Green here in Cleveland. It was a pretty good one. That was a while back, though.
Go see Joker. That's a great movie.
Okay. Sounds
great
good.
Movie. All right, Deke.
Okay,
all right, Deke.
Thanks, buddy.
Ed. Doug Deke.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.